Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM presents Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Welcome to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. I hope you've had a good day. It's Thursday. Wish you a good day. It's the repeat program on Friday. And as I've been saying, if you haven't caught all the program, you can catch it on recordings and the internet, Reflections by Jorge Gonzalez and podcasts under the same title. So you have options. Buenos dias, and thank you for listening. Thank you for being, good listeners. I have good feedback, and that's really important. Of course, as I always say, I'm really frankly sure that I learn much more than the teachings or what I tried the messages to try to give you all. So it's an exercise in learning, which is, I think what we have to do through all our life. And this forces me to analyze things that happen, reflect on things that are happening, and see, what we can learn from them. And one of the things that that came up, Yadier Molina, the catcher, St. Louis Cardinals, because God decided the plane that was going to take him and family and some friends from Texas to Puerto Rico, leaving La Romana, Dominican Republic, to go and pick him up, completely exploded. And when I read that, and as he says, this plane was coming to pick me up, and God just decided that his time has not arrived yet, and the two pilots unfortunately lost their life. And it brought to mind the incredible moment where, very similar, my wife and I were helping Roberto Clemente with the aid to Nicaragua during the earthquake back in the 70s, early 70s. And we went to the Muñiz airport, the base, and there was this beautiful plane. And we asked, is that the plane that's going to Nicaragua the next hour or so? And they said, no, it is going to Nicaragua, but later on. There's another plane. You got to go around the other side of the base. There's another plane that we understand is leaving, and we got that other plane, and it didn't look that good. It's called the Super Snoopy, didn't even have the seats fixed to the plane. So we just grabbed onto this rope that was hanging in front of us, but we had a fantastic flight and arrived in Managua, and no problems. And lo and behold, that other plane that looked so beautiful that Roberto Clemente took was the one that went down that evening. We were waiting for him that evening. And, the rest is history. What happened to the Yair Molina's plane brought those past events, when you take a sigh and there's just so often during your life, a car can waver as it's coming on the other lane towards you. So many things can happen, and so many moments of truth are there. And your fate or God or what the system, whatever you want to call it, makes decisions as to whether you're going to pass away and leave this life or continue. A little bit on the bright side in this sports world, I had recommended highly that you listen to the Belmont, because the two brothers, Irad and Jose Luis Diaz, were going to be competing again. They had been first and second in the Kentucky, they're going to be on the same horses. And Irad with Renegade was the favorite, and Jose Luis with Golden Temple was contender, and they were going to be racing again. And lo and behold, the winner, Jose Luis on Golden Temple at Kentucky, won in the Belmont. A little muddy, they both the horse and him in that particular track that day. But he won, and his brother came in third, respectable. But to repeat the victory in two out of the three is fantastic. And he didn't race on Golden Temple at the Preakness, which is the Triple Crown. Their trainer and horse owner determined that Golden Temple would could be injured, could be hurt by racing in that particular so quickly, and held them off, and you know, so fantastic. We've been talking about the success of the Puerto Rican jockeys and the academy we have here, and talking about how this is one of the sports that we have been really doing well, and we can become we are world class, and we should really build upon it and develop it along with we've talked about table tennis as another one that we could really hone in on and create the world class athletes, and with training and trainers and schools here in Puerto Rico. So, and more or less, you go on the third level of sports. You have the one who almost died, and you think about Roberto Clemente. You have the fantastic achievement, Jose Luis Diaz, and then you have this young guy with cerebral palsy, and he is preparing to undertake the Camino de Santiago from Portugal to Santiago de Compostela, and it's 111 kilometers with his parents basically pushing his wheelchair, and you come and you read these stories about the people at the stage they're at and with the enthusiasm and for life and the positive outlook that they have, and frankly, we kind of have to be ashamed, those of us who've had the great privilege of having health and not having the disabilities that are. He, instead of being so sad, and then he says, some people, there's so many that are much worse than me. They're bedridden. He talked, the blind and the deaf, and so he considers himself fortunate, and kudos. I hope he is successful. He has some good messages for us. He says, the worst part is that people don't look at me and talk to me as just a person, but instead of somebody who has a disability. And that I do not appreciate, and I think a good story, and it's within the sporting world, somebody taking in the sports and a challenge to have a message for life that we have to look at these people as equals, as human beings like us, and empathy instead of sympathy, and companionship instead of I'm sorry, the kind of thing. So, sporting world, whole circle, from someone who could have died to someone who, with difficult challenges, is moving on. Let's fingers crossed. Let's hope he's successful. Kind of in the sporting world, the Knicks were 2-0, two victories, and coming back from playing as visitors in the San Antonio Spurs, came back to New York, and Trump attended the game. Complicated things for the fans. Incredible what these tickets cost. If you didn't buy them originally, get up into I think the average was almost $8,000, and some of them got into hundreds of thousands of dollars. Some say that Trump, didn't do them a favor, besides the fans having all kinds of problems to get in, and things that were planned and, you know, in front around the stadium couldn't be held. They lost. The Knicks lost. Basketball, I always find surprising in the sense that it's at the end where the game is decided. It seems that, you know, most of the game back and forth. And again, it was at the very end that the misses and the baskets that went in made the difference. The San Antonio Spurs have this incredible player, Wembanyama. Super tall. He kind of, all these other players are probably in the 6'4", 6'5", and he looks like he's about a foot ahead of them, on top of them, and tremendously athletic. He can do a three-pointer, go in fast for a layup, dunk it from, you know, jumping up in the air, dunking it from a pass, or just an incredible athlete. And looked him up. I'm not really much of a basketball fan, but looked him up, and he's French, and comes, you know, for the NBA season to the States, but remains a French citizen. So we'll see. They'll be back, and see if they can even up the series. They're now 2-1 in favor of the Knicks. So we'll see where that goes. And when we're the sport world, let's put a curtain and move to the next topic. And I'm not completely sure which one I should go first, but I think I'm going to do with Ukraine and Iran, and a little bit more in depth of some comments and reflections I've had on it. But before that, there was a happening. You who have listened to me know that I have commented from time to time that 60 Minutes is my favorite program, one that I usually record. I rarely see it live, but usually record and very, very loyally follow. And to a certain extent, this program kind of follows that setup with this three segments. And of course, it's so much better organized with, you know, editing and all, and analysis and this and that. I'm not comparing my program to that by any stretch of the imagination, but it's three segments and it has diverse topics. And I always, learn from each one and find them interesting. And they have, some of them are very uplifting. It doesn't have a general goal other than educational and entertainment. Like mine, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind. It doesn't. In fact, I can't think of its logo, its motto, frankly. But it's a fantastic program, and it's going through turmoil. Three or four were dismissed, fired, and Anderson Cooper resigned, and apparently the three or so are going to continue. At this moment, they're on reruns. During the summer, they have reruns, and they do their strategic and planning and move on. And some of these reruns are pretty good. Some of them most of them I've seen before. At this moment, it's going through turmoil. And I, as a fan of 60 Minutes, was interested in seeing, what's happening. It's also happening with CBS News. And Larry Ellison and his son have purchased the parent company, and making, quite a bit of moves, and among them was in 60 Minutes. And there was a podcast with the anchor for 60 Minutes, Scott Pelley. And it was a riveting podcast, a New York Times podcast. And the person doing the interview was Latin. Lulu Garcia Navarro, an excellent interviewer, followed up with very perceptive, very human, very brought out of Scott of Scott Pelley what he was really feeling. And if I had a couple of things I wanted to do that afternoon, it was late in the afternoon. I wanted to pick up my mailbox. I wanted to pick up my packages and correspondence and stuff. But I just was riveted to this podcast, which I think went for about some 40, 45 minutes. And Scott Pelley, went through a stress, and it's always, I find, interesting to see how different people react to stress, to really difficult moments in their life. In this particular case, he was fired for insubordination. What he said was that the person in charge of 60 Minutes was murdering the program. Barry Weiss is the editor in chief, and the producer now, the executive producer, is Nick Bilton, Bilton, and they got rid of. The person who had done, according to Scott Pelley, one of the best executive directors, and put these two people on CBS News and Nick Bilton in charge of the 60 Minutes, and he said that they were murdering the program. In the podcast, they asked him. What did he feel when he was fired? He said he felt like it was similar as if his wife had been murdered. So he's using these people murdering the program, and he feeling like his wife was murdered. It was a pretty stark, strong feelings. So we run out of time in this first segment, and we come back. I'm going to reflect a little bit more on how we deal with these difficult, stressful situations, I think it's so critical to our well-being. So this is Jorge Gonzalez, Reflections. We'll be right back after the pause.